Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. If you can hear this, it's because you support us on our Patreon. Thank you. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Today's a fun day. We've been wanting to do this for a long time, and today is the day. We're going to be doing a shot-by-shot breakdown of Mexican Dynasties, which comes to Bravo next week.
I know. I'm so excited. It looks good. Although I actually have not watched I haven't watched the trailer yet, but I've just the commercials. It looks fun.
Yeah, I saw something they had on Bravo, like a commercial or something that was playing, but this is a little bit longer than that was. This is a first look. So it's a 2-minute preview, which means it's going to be a 5-hour episode, 2.5 minutes. So, God
bless. Yeah, we're going to stretch an hour out of 2.5 minutes of content, which is really our specialty. Yeah. We're going to sit here. We're going to dissect this trailer shot by shot. We'll make some flash judgments. We don't know anything about these people. We don't know who's going to be the one we love, the one we hate. And we'll see if we're right or wrong as the season goes on. But we're just going to dissect the whole thing.
Yeah, just so you guys know, the Patreon listeners, if you want to get video of a couple of our recaps a week, that's at the $7 level. So feel free to go check those out. They're on the site. You're already on right now. Okay, so let us check out this trailer, shall we, Ben? I don't want to waste any time here.
Yeah, we're going to dive right in. Well, it'll be our usual herky-jerky mess of watching a few scenes and then pressing pause and then discussing.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 3, 2, 1.
Sure you locate your butt exactly where the spout comes out.
Ooh. Wow. That is a bold way to introduce America to this franchise.
So everybody, it is an older guy who I guess is the patriarch of this dynasty who is sitting on a toilet holding what looks like a really long remote control. And the lady tells him, put your butt exactly where you want the water to hit it.
But it's not only that, it's that you hear the sound effect of water trickling. And then he does Bill from New Jersey.
So a couple things. Thank God we're going to still get Bill from New Jersey sounds.
Yes.
Because we were very worried about that show ending and not getting any more sounds. So we are going to get those sounds continuing with this dude.
Yes. Very importantly.
And the other thing is these toilet things in general, I'm not sure I trust them. So I got you one for your birthday. It's called a Tushy. Have you hooked it up yet?
Yes, I have.
Tell me about it. I want to know about the Tushy. It's amazing. You're the guinea pig.
It's amazing. The first time, it's hilarious. The Tushy is basically a bidet. And so I felt very butch because, you have to turn off the water in your, you have to turn a crank to make sure the water is not flowing into your toilet. And then you undo a thing and then you attach the thing and then you attach that to the Tushy and you have to take off the toilet seat, which I didn't know how to take off a toilet seat before. So I learned all that. I was down there, my hands and knees. I was being a handyman, attached it on, finally got it all assembled, and I felt so proud of myself. And so I was let's see if this works. And so I just was standing over the toilet, and there's a little dial, and you turn the dial, and it's basically turning a faucet, right? Which I didn't realize. And so I did that, and this basically it looks like a little finger descends down and then spits out this water, and I just went shooting out of my toilet, because I thought most bidets just go straight up, but this one's straight, and went across my bathroom, smacked right into my towel rack, and I was it's alive. And so from that point on, it was already a very exciting experience. And the first time I used it, I was whoa, it goes, but those Tushies, they have them angled just right so that basically it always hits. It's wow. It just perfect. Bullseye. Wow.
How funny. I love it. Okay, now I'll get one. Thank you for the review.
Can I make a confession, though?
Yeah.
For my 40th birthday, Dom also got me a Tushy. So now we're a two-Tushy household. And I just think it's hilarious that my boyfriend and my work husband both thought to get me a bidet.
We both know you love your pooping. Okay.
Yeah. So like I'm like very excited, and I didn't want to tell you, cause I didn't want you to feel bad or whatever. Return. I was like, no. Cause you said I got you a tushy. And I was like, oh gosh, Dom just got me a tushy too. Because I was like, no, this makes me happy because now we're like fully tushied up in the apartment. So it's a
that
full
is hilarious. Experience. I love that we both knew to get you that. That's funny.
Yeah. Like you guys both knew. I was like, this is amazing. I hadn't even heard of a tushy. And the fact that you guys both got me a tushy, I was like, what is this thing?
Well, it's so funny that that's how this show starts, because rich people really are so butt about their butts being cleaned. And if you guys don't know a bunch of rich people, I know them because here in Austin, where my family lives, they know a bunch of loaded people who are in the oil business, son. And so they know a bunch of really rich, you know, oil billionaires and stuff. And you've not lived until you sat around a dinner table listening to rich people talk about their first rich person toilet getting installed and getting their butts cleaned. I mean, it's the funniest thing ever. It's like when poor people discovered the squatty potty and couldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah, I'm actually this. So I don't have I've never used a squatty potty, but I'm like very curious to know how the squatty potty and the tushy can work in tandem. I think that would make a perfect experience.
Yeah, you're officially a baby again. It's like you're giving, you're pooping in the fetal position and then having somebody else clean you up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
great conversation, guys. Welcome to the poop episode.
I know. Okay. All right, so hold on. I'm getting my thing ready. Okay, are we ready to move forward here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the spout comes out.
Sorry, a little refresher. Ooh.
This season on Mexican Dynasties.
What do I do? Tell me.
Okay. So far what we have is, and I have to apologize, my video player is acting odd. And so when I go back to look at the images, I just see a gray screen. So I can only look at it when I'm playing it. So I'm going to need to lean on you a little bit, Ronnie, to tell me what the images are.
Okay. So the first one is the Mexican flag. It's like some city center in Mexico. And then we see a big gold statue. Let me see what she looks like. Let me see if I can make fun of this bitch. She's like an angel statue who's flying and, I don't know, carrying something.
She's probably like a very important landmark, but fine.
Yeah. And then... people having a boat party, a very colorful boat party.
And I was able to, I've discovered how I can get the images, so now I'm fully image fluent now. So
okay, good. And then there's a confused guy trying to drive in Mexico. Now, you know, I love this show. I already love it because I'm from El Paso. I know I've said it a million times, but just for those of you new, I'm from El Paso, Texas, which we call Mexis because it's 80% Hispanic, you know? So I grew up with people from Mexico, my friends from being a kid, and well, not all of them, but 80% of them are Mexican. So I love this culture and I love seeing it represented on TV. And so watching this guy trying to drive in Mexico is fucking hilarious because driving in Mexico is like a new experience. It's totally different than how we drive. There's hardly any lines. If there ever are lines, I don't even think there are lines on the street. Do you notice that there's no lines on the street?
I'm going to look right here. I'm going to see. There are some lines. There are definitely some lines.
Right in the middle, but there's not in between the lanes of traffic.
He's driving on like the median. He is literally driving on the median. I think at this point, I think it's user error now, you know?
Yeah, he's in the middle of the road. They have lines in the middle of the road, but there's not like lined lines to separate the lanes, you see?
Right.
It's crazy driving there. It's just people are all over the place. I don't know how there's not 5 million accidents a day because, you know, America, we're like, oh my God, they didn't use their turn signal. And then we have to go either honk at them in road rage or just cry on the side of the road for an hour because we're so traumatized.
I just like that we are finally getting a moment, like a truly relatable moment of someone just confused on the road, because I think we've all been there. Like, where do I go? What am I doing? How do these work? I mean, we're assuming that's what he's yelling about. He could just be having an existential crisis about something else in his life, but I think it's probably related to the traffic patterns.
Yeah, because his kids are like stuck in the back, like, oh, geez. And their dad's like, what do I do? Just tell me what to do. God damn it. We've all been there with our dad before. And so this is their dad, and he's like obsessed with scarves. I predict a lot of colorful scarves with this guy.
Yeah, I think so. I think he has a very scarf forward storyline.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to press play. You ready?
Yeah.
It was just me, the stage.
Sounded good?
Okay, a lot to unpack right now from this little moment here. I think I'm assuming we have our first gay, which I always love. I love when there's a gay. And
who's the gay? The son?
Isn't he?
This young guy?
I got that. That's that vibe I got. He's like, it was just me and the stage. Epic. Hitting that. Now that high note is oh no, I just closed my file. Oh my God, people. You would think I've never done this before. Let me open it up again. Ugh. I'm fast forwarding. Sorry.
It's funny. Yeah, so he's like, it's just me and the stage. Epic. And then he sings like a cat being kicked, you know. And then his mom's like, great job. It sounded good.
Yeah, he's basically like isolated like the highest moment of Minnie Riperton's song and is like, This is what my career will be. I'm going to take the best of Minnie Riperton, loving you, and just take that moment and just go with it.
And then we see the dad laughing, like leaning back, laughing with his champagne. And it's really funny because, you know, a lot of people go to Mexico to get their plastic surgery because it's a lot cheaper over there. And girl, you can tell. It's like,
yeah,
you can tell that someone works at Costco because they smell like gelatinous chicken for the rest of the day. That's like this guy in Mexico. It's like too much free surgery or discount surgery, dude. Enough.
Yeah, he was at the Beverly Hills. Oh, my God. I'm using VLC player this time and it's like driving me nuts. So I'm being very herky jerky on the side, but he was at the Beverly Hills premiere last week. And yeah, very plastic surgery. Very, very much so.
Yeah. We finally got ourselves a Papa Elsa over here.
I know. Like, you know, I mean, he's clearly going through a little bit of a midlife crisis because when he was even sitting on the toilet, he was like in like, it looked like a Under Armour sort of, you know, like something that's like not age appropriate. Like he's like, yeah, this will make me look younger and cool. And you're like, no. And even his t-shirt, even his like black t-shirt, he's like trying to be young and cool. So he'll be like hilariously like, he's going to be basically trying to be like David Foster or something, you know?
Yeah, he's very Lululemon.
Yeah,
so then
exactly.
We get a sign that says three family dynasties.
Yeah,
it's I think it's him saying like hello on a stage in a big sombrero and a cape.
All right, I'll press play. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. This is from Three Family Dynasties. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. So we just saw like a bunch of images of these dynasties, which apparently are like very involved in hot air balloons. Because we see a lot of hot air balloons, so I'm assuming that maybe one of these families, they produce the best hot air balloons in Mexico, possibly North America.
Yes, or just square things that they sew together, because there's like checkered, they're like checkered.
Yeah,
hot balloons.
They might have a patent on checkered balloons, and then the guy who was having issues driving, he's like in one of the balloons, and he's wearing one of those like tinfoil Gore-Tex jackets, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very very flamboyant. Is that the same guy?
I think he's the one who was having driving issues. He was, you know, he's like, I feel very uncomfortable in a car, but you put me in a balloon, and this is like my place because I am the heir to Mexico's preeminent balloon dynasty.
Yeah, which is why I can walk around dressed like a roasted chicken. And then his kid is standing next to him wearing one of those sock monkey hats, and it looks like he's standing next to a little sock monkey, which is so cute.
Which is actually, that's a very cute, one of my favorite hats and like stuffed animals are those little sock monkey things, you know?
Yeah, I need to get one of those while it's still wintertime.
Okay. Now also, right before that though, we have the guy, that plastic surgery guy, he's like on stage in a sombrero with a microphone and a cape. So I'm assuming he's like a celebrity.
Yeah, or announcing his child at his next singing event.
I'm
going to love this nepotism.
Yeah, maybe he's like not even a singer. He's like, he just runs a corporation and is just in a full on midlife crisis. Like he's just stormed the stage and he's like, no, now is my time. I am going to be a star now. I've decided.
Yeah. Once you get your ass cleaned for the first time on a rich person bidet, he's probably just like, my ass is clean. I'm taking over the sombrero world. And just like shows up and is ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. And he sort of has a dick outline too, which is kind of intense.
I don't know if that's creep. I don't know what's creepier, him having a dick line or are you looking at his dick outline?
I know. It's like I'm going back to the balloons. The balloons make me feel safe, you know. And then there's like a shot of like a camera. It's an event, and there's like a lady with short blonde hair. She sort of has like a Sharon Stone like late 90s hairstyle, right? I think that was like her hair around then, you know.
For me, she looks like Felicia Gallant from Another World, Linda Dano back in the day.
Oh,
that
yeah,
short and she hair also with those big huge earrings.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I think the closest reference on Bravo would be Dorinda. She sort of has Dorinda hair. And she also was at that premiere last week, and she had very striking presence.
Yeah, I would bet. Yeah. She seems very larger than life. Okay. Oh, and yeah. By the way, so sorry, but that's the voice you're stuck with. It's like if Lisa Vanderpump went to a Mexican food restaurant and tried to like order off the Mexican food, like order in an accent. Okay. Welcome.
If only I could remember how to say bird in Spanish. My Duolingo, I was taking Spanish on Duolingo like 9 months ago and I dropped off. I knew at one point how to say bird. Broken. Fill in the blank.
Pollo, a chicken.
Broken chicken? Boy, broken chicken.
Pollo chicken.
Oh, pollo. We'll call back to Janet.
El pollo broken.
El pollo broken. Okay, so now we're at two generations of friends. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, more montage of crazy antics. We see like a whole bunch of people in like a poorly lit room, right?
Yeah, this is just pretty shitty lighting for a reality show. I'm wondering if this has been sitting in the can for a really long time. They're like, this is damn good. We need to get... It's probably like the sun taking this all on Handycam and then cutting it together to be a show.
I think so. But more interesting is that in the next shot is we see that... I think it's the same Linda Dano lady. And she is like... I think she's like pouring champagne into like a Weekend at Bernie's sort of person. Like someone who may not actually be alive. You know?
Yes. Yeah, some poor old lady or guy. I can't really tell in this shot.
Who then spits it up. Like, yeah. It's like, no, I am alive. It's like she brought this person back to life. She like found this person lying on the ground, propped him or her up, and is like, I'm going to pour this champagne in your mouth, and it's going to resurrect you through my black magic abilities.
Yeah. And then one big family circus. And then we see them partying at like some kind of candy dungeon party. The older guy has a whip and a Zorro mask on with a North Face quilted vest that I guess is supposed to be leather.
Here, I'm going to press play.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that.
Yes. So yeah, it's like a dominatrix. It's the guy, it's the sombrero dude again.
Yeah.
God, he's a real issue for me. I feel like he's going to be a problem with his plastic surgery and his like S&M situation and like the way he like took over that stage at that bat mitzvah. I don't know if I support it.
He's going to be like fun grandpa.
Yeah.
Come on, but it's me. It's fun grandpa. Come on.
But I do like I'm assuming his wife with, again, that hair, that shock of hair, and then that very large, you know, Luann de Lesseps style statement necklace.
Yeah, she really does. But this is like hardcore. I mean, those are probably real.
Do you think? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks, oh my God, it looks humongous. She's always got some kind of, they're all different giant earrings. She's an earring person, this lady. I mean, every scene she's in some gigantic earrings and they're all different. So, I'm thinking these are all probably real diamonds. Okay, and then we see the wacky guy in the scarves and the silver jacket. Now he's in a metallic gold snakeskin jacket.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's wacky. He's like, we're dancing at the testimonials!
He's with a lady. She's sort of like wearing like a sheer... She looks like she's a figure skater. They both look like figure skaters, actually, because he's wearing like this golden mylar blazer that I think is also like cheetah patterned maybe, and then she's wearing this like sheer top that has like patches of gold leaf to cover up the indecent areas. So it's like very figure skater couple, like they didn't quite make it to the Olympics, but they have like a really amazing show that they go touring around to regional ice rinks.
Yeah. They do like charity ice skating versions on their own. And
like
they
have a really
bunch
powerful
of
Celine Dion montage that they can medley that they can perform to.
Yeah. But like a remix. So it's fun. Cause they're always like, we're having fun. And then the furniture. We're having so much fun. Look at us. So all their furniture in the background is different shades of peach, which I'm hating already. Okay, I'm hating.
I don't even think that background is a real. I think that background was drawn in like Adobe Illustrator. I think it's like. It's not, this is not a real house behind them. That is an illustration from a children's book, actually. The more I look at it, do you see there's no detail?
That would make more sense. It does look really weird, the where it goes off into the other room. Like, what is that?
It's like a painting.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
And the thing is, I keep scrolling forward and backwards. So the more I scroll forward and backwards, the more they're just like waving their hands back and forth. Like, we're having fun.
Yeah. That's what they're doing. Okay. They're dancing. They're like, oh my gosh, so much fun being with mi hermana.
All right, I'm going to press play. Ready?
Okay.
What the hell is that?
A worm.
La 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 la.
That was beautiful. What the
fuck was that? Okay, all right. This is a lot.
Yeah, this is a segment where they're like, and we also do gross things. You know how every preview is like, and now they're eating worms. It's this season of The Bachelor.
Yeah, because now the girl who was like having, I might not be the same girl. It's not the figure skater girl. This one, she's just like,
I think it's her.
We can tell she's very serious because she's wearing vertical stripes. You know, she's like, my emotions are in jail.
My heart is behind bars.
So she's eating, it looks like she has like a little tostada on her plate, right? And I guess there's a worm on there that she has to eat.
Yeah, she has to eat a worm. And then we cut to the other grandpa, the other head of another dynasty. And
he's a plastic surgery guy.
He is?
Yeah.
We need a new father, okay? Are you sure? I don't think that's him.
I'm pretty sure that's the same plastic surgery dude.
Well, he is with some blonde lady in, a gym? And he has like a little gym bag or something. And he's like, what does he say to the animal?
I'm going to go back. I'm like watching in slow motion as this gym bag like pulsates like with, you know, I'm expecting Gizmo to be in there. Hold on.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. He opens up the gym bag and a little Chihuahua puppy comes out.
Yeah. That is so cute. They taught their Chihuahua to sing. That is amazing. Yeah. I've never seen that. I'm going to love this fucking show.
Meanwhile, you know that bag is just like full of shit and urine, right?
Like, and you know that the son's jealous of the Chihuahua for having a better voice than him.
It's just epic. Okay, I'm gonna press play.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't know he has a crush on me.
Dad just passed away, and he's already coming on to you.
All right, so this is a few things are happening. So we see fake Dorinda Linda Dano. She's toasting to basically this show's version of Tom Girardi, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Except he's got such a smile on his face.
Well, wouldn't you be smiling if you had this like faux Sharon Stone Linda Dano Dorinda? Here's the thing. She's like, she's toasting to him, and then all of a sudden we cut to her doing some sort of yoga thing. She's on her side and she has like paisley, like in her, she has like crotch paisley, you know, it's like,
yeah,
yes, this is where my vagina is. I will paisley it up.
I can't believe she does have a paisley right on her womb or her egg, her baby
crotch,
exit.
Her lady parts. Cause the rest of her pants are just like blue with a normal pattern. And then almost it's like paisley in the vagina.
That is hilarious. You're looking at everybody's crotch in this preview.
What's I can't help it. I just want to show everyone I'm an equal opportunity crotch stirrer.
This is so funny.
And on top of that, it's like it's really highlighted because she has her leg right up in the air. She's like, did you see my paisley? And by paisley, I mean vagina.
Paisgina. And then she's talking to a lady who looks kind of like Mary Soul.
Or Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh my God, you're right. She looks like current age Sarah Jessica Parker.
Current age. Like Sarah Jessica Parker with like a touch of Nina Garcia.
Yes, like with a Nina Garcia nose. Oh my God, what a good call.
Yeah, and so this woman's just there. She's trying to like clearly listen to fake Dorinda, but she's also like, oh my God, she's showing me her paisley vagina right now.
Yeah, and is she telling Nina Garcia that someone just died and she's already dating him?
I think that maybe, yes, here, I'm going to play the audio again real quickly so we can
cast a curse on me. Dad just.
Oh, wait. So, okay. Sorry. I did not do that very well here. Let me go. I'll have to go back a little farther. Okay.
I didn't know he has a crush on me.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to figure out what this woman's all about. She's the type of woman who goes to other friends and be like, here, let me show you my paisley vagina and talk about how a guy has a crush on me. So you know that Nina Garcia hates her. Look at her. Now look at her face. Look at Nina Garcia's face. She's like, really? I drove all the way out here to sit here on this muddy grass to see your paisley vagina and listen to how someone has a crush on you?
Yeah, you made me put on workout clothes to do a side bend. Look at her like half-assed working out. She's like, look, I'm bending to the side.
I know. Nina Garcia is so angry she just painted her eyes black. She's just like... She's like, you shall not see my eyes. You shall just see shadow.
Oh, so she's like, I didn't know he had a cousin here. Is that what she says? And then the other lady is like, oh, she's in a jewelry store or something, or an art gallery or a jewelry store. And I love that we're getting her face more now. She has these eyes that look like they can be really fun or really mean. Look at her
eyes. Are you
eyes.
Talking about Dorinda one or Sarah
Dorinda.
Jessica Parker?
Yeah, no. I've
oh yeah.
Went a little
because she's kissing
there.
This. She's kissing this like fat dude on the cheek, right?
Yeah, Tom Girardi. She kisses Tom Girardi on the cheek, and then we go to this jewelry store, and she's saying, and I think it's the lady who's like, "Dad just died, and you're already dating this new guy."
Here, I'm gonna play it again because now I'm like very invested, and I want to get this just right.
Dad just passed away, and he's already coming on to you.
Okay, so they're sisters. So now that it makes sense as well, because clearly, I'm going to say Dorinda is the younger sister who's like the baby of the family and always getting the attention. And the other one is the responsible one who has to sit here and listen to her younger sister prattle on about how this dude is like hitting on her at the art gallery.
Well, I'm guessing that it's the daughter. I'm guessing that this redhead is the blonde's daughter, and she's saying, "Dad just died, and you're already dating this new guy."
Oh, you know what? You're right. This is the daughter.
I mean, there's some facial surgery, but there are some certain things that facial surgery can't hide. And if these two are, I mean, they could be sisters, but.
Wow, I feel bad that I just took did I elevate the daughter to sister, but I elevated her to older sister.
Like way older,
and you can tell the daughter's not happy, because if you look at the scene where Dorinda's kissing the guy on the cheek, it cuts really quickly to the daughter just scowling again with dark eyes,
and she's doing it with a smile. She's like, "Dad just died, and you're already dating this new guy." And she's like, "Meh."
Yeah, and when she's talking about it, like at this point, the daughter is now up on her knees trying to like do something. She's like, "Look, I can have floral vagina too," and the mom's just like not paying attention. Mom's like, "I've already done that."
That's so funny. I love.
Once again, my daughter trying to compete with me. The dog doesn't even care. The dog's turning to walk away. Like, oh god, I hate when my master's being thirsty.
Oh. Okay, so now let's press
play. Jewelry store. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you started dating?
I never tried Tinder, but I've heard of it. I thought it was only of gay people.
Okay. This lady is a lot. This lady is going to be the star, right? I mean,
this lady is my fucking hero in life right now.
She's now. So Dorinda's in like a. She's in like a. Basically a jewelry shop talking to someone who's like a mix between Catherine Dennis and Kamala Harris. And she's like, have you considered dating? And Dorinda's like, you know that Dorinda's annoying everyone talking about how she's dating, right? She's like, well, you know, my life is starting again because my husband died. So I'm dating now. And everyone's like, yes, we know. # Paisley vagina. We've seen it.
Yeah.
So she's like. She's like, well, I've not heard of Tinder. I think I've heard of it. I thought it was for gay people, right? And that's when they say, no, that's Grindr. And she's also in front of a painting. I guarantee she's in front. This is a painting. This is not a house. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe they're just like doing painting versions of their houses or whatever and then using them on the green screen. Who knows?
And also, she's wearing a necklace that I feel like is the sort of thing. It's like these three black circles with white, sort of like a white pointy borders around each of them. And it looks like the sort of thing that like if you're playing like a newer Super Mario Brothers, you have to like knock out each one of those circles to beat the boss. Right?
Yeah, she's wearing like a choker. Yeah, like a really uncomfortable looking choker. Very pointy choker, lady. Okay, metal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to press play.
That's another one.
You start to be independent in 7th grade. Bye-bye. I'm concerned about Oscar not having a partner. I know.
Okay. A lot just happened there in this like 10 seconds. Okay.
Yeah. God.
Wow. So much has happened here. So, Oscar, I guess, is the guy in the scarf who has who drives in a panic. He's sitting at, first we see him sitting at a table. I'm assuming it's morning because he's in a bathrobe with two kids and some fake lemons in a bowl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then it looks like he's dropping the kids off or something because they kiss him and he's in that big scarf. So this is probably where he's going to crash earlier.
Yeah. The kids are just happy that they've arrived at school in one piece.
And then I'm guessing that's his sister. La Familia Madrazo.
Oh, so well, because he's crying. He drops his kids off to school, and he's just like watching them go off to school, and he's just crying. And the school, by the way, looks like like an army fortress, which is probably, you know, unfortunately, it's probably like a sign of some of the maybe it's a sign of some of the violence that happens down. Like it's like that violence that happens down there. But they do have like
read about that violence.
That violence down in Mexico. No, but the school is like really like it has like pointy everything short of barbed wire.
Yeah, it really does. Like no, and it's stopping people from climbing in from the outside. Look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which is weird. So it's sort of, I mean, okay. Who knows?
Yeah.
So yeah, now we have the sister who's like, I'm concerned about Oscar. This is La Familia Madrazo because the last one was a different family.
Right.
Which I write down.
And then and what does crying. He say? Well, you start taking care of yourself when you're in seventh grade. And then he throws down his handkerchief.
Okay, wait, I'll press play.
I know how it feels to be single.
You invited me to have some gin and tonic, but you just made me cry. I think that.
Oh, so.
We skipped another family. We skipped to another family. Is this when he's crying or?
He cried. He's talking to his sister. It's La Femme Madrazo. He's having drinks with his sister and he wipes his eyes with the handkerchief and says he was invited to have gin and tonic, and he starts to cry.
Yeah, he's like, you just invited me for a gin and tonic, and then you made me cry, I guess, because she's like, you're single forever. So can we just assume that he's the gay one? I mean, he's the scarf and the silver.
He's seeming pretty gay. But then we're going to cut right now, because he is really into scarves, but I don't know if it's a cultural thing. But we immediately cut over to...
Well, I think your family worrying that you're going to die alone is a universal gay thing at this point. I mean, maybe it's because I just spent a week in Austin, but I think I just had this conversation with a way cheaper scarf on.
Yeah, and they did say partner before, which is usually a gay signal, gay code. So now we cut to, I haven't started press play yet, but the first image is just a guy and a girl singing in a recording booth, and she has a giant eyeball on her silver sequin shirt.
Yeah, it's like one of those, it's like a thirst trap where people are trying to become famous, so they're like, look, I'm part of the Illuminati as well, and you're like, no honey, you don't get to just buy the shirt. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, well, I saw that there was a big controversy when Tamra gave Gretchen Evil Eye hat, so I'm saying Evil Eye shirt.
I'm trying to get her into the Illuminati, and you're trying to get her into Real Housewives of Orange County.
Same thing, right?
Same diff.
Okay, I'm going to press play.
I think that's a good one.
All right, guys. Awesome.
My parents have never helped us with the music, and they're always helping my brother.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. This is some jealousy coming up.
Yeah, so we have, like, these La Familia Allende. So it's sort of like we have this kind of
Allende.
Moppish-looking dude with a lady who has, like, gives me some, like, subtle Alanis vibes, but, like, nice and happy, you know, except even though she's frowning right now.
Yeah, that's the brother of the gay guy, right? I mean, the sister of the gay guy.
Because they, he says, no, oh,
the scarf guy.
Oh, what was she? I don't know.
Because this is a different family.
This is a different family because this guy is now saying that like his dad only supports his brother. And then we cut to the brother who said before, the brother who's doing Minnie Riperton is now getting a hug from the dad right now.
Right. And then
helping my brother.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, son.
Adonis, an angel from heaven.
Don't even. Oh, you know, you may be right.
Angel from heaven.
By the way, I take it back. I think you're right. Remember, I kept on saying the plastic surgery guy was everywhere. You may be right. It may be two different guys.
Yeah, I think they're probably, maybe all the sisters are, maybe it's all sisters and the husbands are, yeah.
It's like a lot of people and a lot of surgery. But basically, after the dad hugs the son, and the son puts his like foot up around his dad, which is a little odd. But then you see this lady, they just cut to a lady in a lovely yellow shirt. Watching like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. What am I watching?
It's probably their like their help.
Yeah.
Because she's looking at these people like these fucking crazy people.
And she's laughing. She's like, I can't believe this is where I work right now. Like the son is literally humping the dad right now in front of my eyes and on camera.
And then the parents are like, Adonis, an angel from heaven. And then it cuts to the young singer guy going,
Well, on top of that, this wife. I mean, or this mom, I mean, she's like, you know what? I have chosen for my personal style inspiration, Joan Van Ark, and I'm okay with that.
Yes. This is the lady who is working out with the other lady, right? Or is it different?
No, this is a different lady. This is just a different plastic surgery person.
Yeah, she is definitely Joan Van Ark. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, look how this guy's face moves when he sings. It's hilarious. It looks like he's smelled a fart. Well,
I'm about to press play on it right now because I haven't watched him sing yet. Ready?
Yeah.
Wow. Nay, nay. I mean, I've heard of doing the whip and the nay, nay, but I don't know if I've heard of the nay, 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 nay. Like, that chihuahua is not a happy chihuahua.
No, I look at his face. This is what happens when you start giving your children Botox for Christmas, okay? You don't need Botox as a child, people. It's for adults.
He's like trying to do like a Harry Styles thing.
Yeah.
Harry unstylish. Get it.
Get it. The dog jumps back in the bag. It's like, please help.
Yeah. So now I'm going to press play right now. I have the dad and the mom. The dad's in some hideous black and white sort of smoke pattern.
Tie-dyed.
Thing. The mom looks like she just melted. She's just like, speak to me now. I'm about to melt under this picnic table.
And the kid's in a Kyle Richards Carmen Sandiego hat and a black turtleneck. So you take him very serious.
All right, I'm going to press play.
Doris Masudo showed interest in representing me.
That, you know what, that dad, he is giving me a lot of Bill Aiden. He's just, oh, showing interest. Ooh, yeah. That outfit, you know, here's the thing. That the son is wearing, I think, a full-on Luann de Lesseps outfit. This is a Luann goes to a coffee shop outfit.
Yes.
Black turtleneck and a little fedora.
Coffee, yes. I will take Merlot, please. Thank you.
Yeah, and this dad is not happy. And I'm sad because my hair is looking like the dad's hair today. And I'm like, I definitely need to get my hair cut. Okay.
So he's saying the kid's telling him that someone has shown interest in representing him.
And the dad does not appear. Maybe we're getting our first signs of tension. Okay, I'm going to press play. Ready?
Yeah.
We need Don to have a real music manager.
A real music
manager. Not you.
Okay. All right. Someone's coming for Nina Garcia. The mom is coming for Nina Garcia.
Is that Nina Garcia?
Yeah, that's what Nina Garcia looks like when she's dressed up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so
and she has a secret choker on.
Yeah, and the other mom, like, a real music manager, meaning like, I am one. And she's like, no, real one.
Meanwhile, this woman who had previously looked like Joan Van Ark is now, when she gets angry, she apparently turns into Patricia Clarkson.
I love that she's just taking on any old like TV star from the 80s. Because that's what this show is, very telenovela from the 80s. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to press play.
Mari, she was like, I have a gift for you.
She practices black magic.
Okay. This really took a turn. This really took a turn.
So the girls are gossiping and she's like, Mari says she has a gift for you. And then they cut to one of the dads being covered in war paint and straw and flower petals.
It's like a really misguided attempt at a Braveheart impersonation. It's like, they could take away our bird nests, but they cannot take away a freedom.
Yeah, so he looks like a very Hobby Lobby, like, bird's nest And
he's like gonna go like undercover in Michael's. Like he's gonna go like. I've been watching too much of the Vietnam War documentary. I'm like, he's going in there. Platoon.
Oh, sounds fun. So then one of the ladies is like, she's practices witchcraft. And then the music gets really dark when we see his face. But then it's kids jumping on the bed and stuff. So I'm not really sure. I'm guessing the gay uncle moves in with his sister and the kids is what it looks like. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fairly standard and enjoyable trope. Okay, I'm going to press play.
That's Mary.
I like crazy people. We're crazy. Yeah. They're crazy.
You know, I'm a little upset, Ronnie, because at this part of the trailer, we need to be seeing the fighting. This is where it's supposed to pivot to, like, you said this. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know, you want to come to me. You better come to me. You know, this is when, like, in a Bravo trailer, it needs to turn into fighting, not. Like turn around and go back to silly antics, especially not children jumping on beds.
Well, I don't think this is going to be a dramatic show like that. I think it's going to be like a fun show. And then, maybe once they get famous, they'll start being meaner to each other because that the trajectory. But you also don't like, as I remember, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but over the years, I've really learned that you don't like when people say, I'm crazy. They're crazy. We're crazy. You're not really a big fan of people like, we're wacky. Look.
I'm not. The only thing I dislike more is when someone says, like, I'm just rock and roll. I'm so rock and roll. That's rock and roll. I'm like, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, you don't tell me what rock and roll is, honey.
Yeah. I know. Mm. Okay, ready? I'm going to press play. Okay, so we saw a bunch of people who were in bed who startled someone who clearly could not tell that the lumps under the sheets were... humans. And then we have the maid who just says the family is not normal.
Yeah. She's cracking up. Okay, I'm already, yeah. This maid is already my second favorite character after the Linda Dano mom.
Yeah.
Mexico! Mexico!
Do you have tequila here?
Viva Mexico!
There's something really, really wrong.
Okay, just a lot of antics. This is like a lot to process right now. I mean, we have haircut. There's like, what are they called? Lucadores? They're Mexican wrestlers, right? Lucadores.
I don't know.
Fighting in the street.
Yeah, but the family dresses in the wrestler masks and is fighting in the street. And then someone screams, so I guess someone maybe gets engaged. It seems like an engagement scream. And then maybe, there's a couple of dudes in the street with wacky mustaches.
Yeah, and then we see the gay. He's like in a bow tie and he's wearing a blazer that's like a picnic basket, a picnic cloth pattern, and he's cutting hair off a girl. So he's definitely a gay now. I think we can confirm that he's gay.
Yeah, he's pretty. Yeah, he's as gay as they come. This one, and he's like, it's not, you know, like he's gay. It's like he's gay. Like
it's
he's
like
very
we've identified.
Visibly
we like
gay.
To yeah. We like to put people. We like to be able to be like, okay, he's going to be our resident gay. Yeah, it's not like.
And he wants to put himself in that box because why else would he be in glitter in every scene? You know, because now he's in a black and white tuxedo with glitter all over it and a glitter bow tie. and then, everyone laughs at him like he's a gay in the family. Like everything he says, they're like, "Oh my God, my brother is so gay."
Yeah, yeah. And then we cut to the dad, the patriarch, who's like running through the house with a child attached to him, and he's in his full sombrero outfit. He may even have two children. But the thing is, it's supposed to be funny, but he actually looks like it's like a superhero moment. It looks like he's like racing out of the house to save the children before they're gunned down by someone, you know?
Oh my God. I know this.
Or like there's a fireball about to be behind them.
Yeah, everything we're hearing out of there is like making us so paranoid to watch this preview.
And then there's some dominatrix stuff going on.
Yeah, I guess that's their candy sex party again. And then the one of the grandpas is like, there's something wrong, but it looks like fun wrong because then it's another party. And this is where the lady is like, oh my God, the gay is hilarious.
There's something really, really wrong.
I almost pee-pee on myself.
And that's sort of the cliffhanger. Okay.
And there we go. I mean, this looks super fun.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to watch it. And, you know, we'll see. Like, we'll see what sort of vibe it is. But I think it's a step in the right direction for Bravo.
Yeah, me too. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here for these bonus episodes. We will talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Bye.